Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, also of the Game Brand podcast for all you fellow board game nerds. Some board games right behind me here in my place right here. And joining me today is a hilarious, wonderful person who is also in quarantine. We are both quarantined because it's COVID time and it's a COVID episode. What's up, Ronnie Karam?
Well, hi.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
What's going on? How are you today? How's your quarantine?
Well, still trucking, still good. Going along, just in my house, doing things, starting to get some packages in for Christmas, figuring out how to wrap things, watching terrible shows. I want to leave my house. I really want to leave my house. I want to leave.
Well, I don't want to leave my house because I just like walking around in the same clothes for the 5 days straight. So I'm like, cool, I will stay here. I'm down.
Well, watching this episode, I mean, this is an Orange County episode, and it is no joke. It is fully on Corona time. I don't know how they're shooting this. They're just shooting. Yeah. Half this episode is shot from cell phone cameras and shit. Bronwyn just stays in her closet, mad at everybody, and shoots the whole damn episode in her closet. I mean, wow.
This was basically like the Blair Witch Project of Real Housewives. I mean, it was just like found footage. I don't even know how they cobbled it together. As you said, it's kind of, I actually have to give like a round of applause to the producers and the editors who somehow were able to create a narrative from all these like random speckles of video footage. I don't know how they did it, but they did take us through quarantine. It was sort of
shockingly
crazy.
Good episode. I thought this was shockingly good compared, you know, it was all done on cell phones pretty much. The whole thing was done on cell phones. So, I mean, for that, it was pretty good, pretty entertaining. And I think so far the realest of the quarantine shows.
Right.
Like, it really showed all the different opinions that we heard during the beginning of that time. And, like, the privilege that you see in this. We talk a lot about privilege in this one today as well. But,
yes.
Just the, like, oh, I don't have nannies here to...
All
the people thinking
stuff.
It's fake.
For those, by the way, who want to see equally compelling video footage, you can go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens because this is Crappens on Demand, so you can watch us both. You can see our little quarantine holes that we're in.
Our quarantine holes. So also go check out if you need homeschooling or need help with your kid, especially in single poor math or learning disabilities of any kind, contact my sister Carly Glenn. Okay. Go to mymathvideos.com and just press contact, email her, get help with your kid. Okay. I know you need it, and this is the perfect episode to talk about it because these people are screwed without people to teach their children. You know?
Yeah.
So just reach out if you need the help. Mymathvideos.com.
Reach out and touch someone. All
well,
right.
Don't do so that now. She's very conservative.
Can I touch? So let's dive into it. Okay. So the episode opens up. It's very quiet. And that's the thing they've been doing for the past few seasons on Orange County is it's like they show the beach and it's quiet. But this one's even more quiet than the normal quiet. So it's
big
like,
little COVIDs.
Big little COVID has arrived in town and her name is Shailene Woodley.
And we see Shannon sitting next to John on their FaceTime camera. And she's like, well, we just thought everything was fine. And we were just in Palm Springs. And we see a clip of Elizabeth going, can you say friends forever, girls?
Oh, yeah. And then Shannon's like, well, 7 days later and everything has changed. Everything has changed so much. For instance, I can't find cream cheese to put into my salmon. Everything has changed. It's all changed.
And cut to Kelly just screaming, it's the flu. It's just the flu.
It was blowing it out of proportion. You're dorks. It's a dork with flu.
And then a black screen. And it says production was forced to shut down. But the housewives continue to self-film their lives. Just waiting for Kyle Richards to betray them.
And then it has this weird thing, like this weird thing where there's like stripes of footage, and then it says for each stripe it has a word. It's like, because of COVID-19, their relationships, their friendships, and their lives would change forever. I'm like, yeah, same with the rest of us. Relax. Yeah. It's like all of us. We all got changed forever.
And Gina's like, they closed the schools down for good. Yeah. And Shannon is like, this has changed my life forever.
They have shut down the entire fucking country. And Bronwyn's like, I haven't been scared until now. I haven't been. I'm going to go into the closet. Bye. We already congratulated Bronwyn on her coming out of the closet, by the way, on her bonus episode. But congrats again.
And I know, Gina's, what an odd time to come out of the closet. You literally should have done it after this episode. I mean, could you not wait a week, Bronwyn? You literally were stuck in a closet this whole episode.
The whole episode. She just was in the closet.
We need another coming out episode for next week.
And Gina's like, you know what? If the sun would come out, it wouldn't feel like Armageddon, okay?
Pizza and- boy! I'm Italian!
And then Shannon's like, well, what if my lungs did fill with fluid? What if they did? And then I died. What if I filled with fluid and I died? No.
And then the oranges. They're all holding oranges in silence.
And they have masks on.
Oh, they do? And their orange holding scene?
Yeah, with the new shot of them holding the oranges, they have masks over their face now.
I didn't notice that.
It's hilarious. We know it's CGI because I don't think that like half the cast would wear a mask if they had the opportunity to.
Yeah, well, and also they won't shoot a new opening for people sometimes for seasons. Won't they just show like Tamara's season one opening? She's like, hey, bitch! years ago. So we see the empty streets of the OC. It's day four of quarantine. And Bronwyn and Shannon are talking on FaceTime. And they're both like, the roots are coming out. And
yeah. It's day four, by the way. And they're like, my roots. Look at my roots. They're all coming out. It's all happening. I'm like, it's been 4 days, guys.
Yeah. And Bronwyn's like, you know, stuff that I used to care about, I just really don't care about anymore. I mean, do you know what I mean? And Shannon's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, things like caring about whether Kelly Dodd comes at you accusing you of making a water when you're making a tincture. No, I still care.
I actually care about things more now, actually. I really do. She does. And then we see Elizabeth. She's like, she's sitting like in her living room, doing a jigsaw puzzle on her coffee table. And she's like, I'm just trying to help the animals because in this crisis, that's going to be my job. I'm going to dedicate myself to helping these animals. I'm like, you're literally doing a jigsaw puzzle right now.
While I do a jigsaw puzzle, this has to be the weirdest scene we saw, because she's like really into her jigsaw puzzle and barely looking at the camera. She's like, helping the animals, that's what I'm here for, animals. It's like, animals couldn't even do this puzzle with you.
Do you know how much anxiety an everyday horse has when it sees an unfinished jigsaw puzzle? This is for you, horse. I'm finishing it for you.
You know, I have a sincere passion for animals because they're helpless. That's kind of how I felt in my divorce. So I'm hoping this dog doesn't leave me or I'm going to be really pathetic. Also, I can heal divorced people with dogs. Maybe sick people, too. First person I know gets COVID, I'm feeding a dog to them. A homeless dog. Oh, that came out wrong. Now shut up and take your adopted dog meat medicine, divorced COVID person.
Big Farmer has nothing on Big Doggy. Fix you everything. So then we see Rowan over at Bronwyn's house doing headstands, and Bronwyn's trying to do some sort of like online meetings, just sort of like trying to live their lives. Now it's day seven, and now we're in Shannon, and she's telling her family, she's like, well, we've eliminated contact to just our immediate family, everyone. So as you eat this salmon and rice cauliflower, I want you to know that that is your version of taking an oath to this bubble. Okay, so we're going to be safe, and please enjoy locale meals for the foreseeable future. Thank you.
And John's like, I would like to make a toast to Shannon Storms Bador, the woman I want to spend the rest of... Shut up, John. Just shut up, okay? It's not the time for that.
Yeah, this is not an award ceremony. You guys are having dinner.
Yeah, be quiet. So then we go to Bronwyn and her kids, and she's talking to KOA, the campsite kid. And she's like, hey, how come you're making your bed? And she's like, because coronavirus. Why is there coronavirus? And she goes, why do you think there is? And she said, because people pick their nose and they put it in their mouth. And Bronwyn's like, yes, that's how it spreads.
That's actually pretty much, that's a very accurate statement. I mean, she could really, like, take over for Fauci.
So, yeah, Dr. Fauci's just up there like, eating boogers. We're all going to band together and stop eating our boogers at this very important time.
That would help. So then we see more of Bronwyn's kids fighting with the vacuum and everything. And Bronwyn is using her washing machine for the first time. And she's like, she has her like load of laundry and she's trying to figure out how to use it. And she's like, do I want normal? What if I want heavy duty? And Sean's like, you can do that too. I'm just going to smile while I cry inside. Whichever one you want, Bronwyn.
Yeah, this is a little cringe, this scene. She's like, oh my God, a washing machine. Ugh, I've never had to use that. And Sean's like, do you want me to help you? And she's like, no, Sean. Why does it say normal? I mean, why not heavy? Oh, God. What are colors? Why is there warm and colors? I just...
She hasn't gone with a without a housekeeper since high school, so this is a big deal for her. And then she also puts up a post-it in her kitchen. It says like, in order for me not to lose my mind, the new kitchen hours are 7:30 to 9, 11:30 to 12:30, and 4 to 5:30. And otherwise, it's closed, which I thought was like... I thought it was like, this is when I'll be cooking food, and if you want me to cook food for you, this is when I'll be doing it. But apparently it was like, no, this is when you're allowed to actually walk into the kitchen.
Yeah, you can't go in there. And Sean goes in anyway, and she's so mad, she wants to kill him. Yeah. And then she tells us, you know, basically I clean all day. And her kid's like, have you ever cleaned a toaster oven? And there's like a cord in the sink, so obviously no, not. Nope. And she's like, apparently you have to take the pan out of the toaster to get that done. So I didn't know that was the thing.
Like, Mom, there's a big sound coming from the laundry room. She's like, oh, well, I put the toaster in the heavy load. That's okay, right?
Oh, so day 11 now. Kelly and Elizabeth are in a park. And Kelly's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. When are things opening up? This is stupid.
My kids got into a fist fight.
Oh my God, they did? And Emily says, I think what every mother said. I don't know when this is going to end, but I need to take my kids somewhere and drop them off.
Quarantine in Orange County is like upscale house arrest. You know, you have like this like really big house with the pool and the beach is around the corner. I'm like, yeah, if you're like in Newport, if you're like in Tustin, it's a different story, but fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, but I also have three kids who are totally addicted to me, and it doesn't matter how big my house is, they're always all over me. And it's really this, I have to say, it's hardest to feel sorry for people on this show right now. It really is, because every single one of them is like, it's difficult being so rich in COVID.
Yeah, I have this huge mansion, but unfortunately, it doesn't matter. I can't get away from my kids. They surround me at all times. It's like, well, just close the door. So then Kelly says that Shannon called her up and was like crying because she has a lung issue and everything. And then
Emily's like, she's always got some issue.
And then Bronwyn and Sean join them at this like picnic bench. And Bronwyn's like, I'm so over it, guys. I'm so over this. I'm so over it. Meanwhile, it's only day 11. Like, that's a long way to go.
Yeah, settle in, guys. Although they're not really following the same way over there, at least like us. I mean, I guess everywhere in the country is kind of different. But Bronwyn got in trouble this week for being on Instagram out with a bunch of girls, like at a restaurant. Just like, oh my God, girls night. People are like, oh, hi.
Yeah, Orange County has not been like a poster child for social distancing and quarantining. So,
yeah,
just in general.
So they're like, this is really hard. And Emily's like, I just got to the point where the kids eat cereal for dinner. And Kelly's like, well, I'm going to New York on Sunday. That's it. I mean, this is absurd. Like, we're just shutting down the economy. People need to feed their families. Like, this is so out of proportion. New York.
Yeah. So she's just like, whatever, I don't care. She has her own views on it's all blown out of proportion. And then Kelly, so she's going to drop off Jolie at her dad's house, at Michael's house, basically, and go to New York to be with Rick. And Bronwyn's like, for me to leave my kids in the middle of a global pandemic would not be an option. I mean, I just can't understand taking that risk for a booty call, you know?
Whatever, we fuck like buddies. I don't understand it. Yeah, Rick, Leventhal, ooh.
You know what Rick, you know what disease Rick has? Dick vid. All right, it's always up. It's always there.
I think Rick's dick is quarantining in my vagina because it's always in there. Ooh.
I'm not worried about seeing Rick. I want to catch dick vid. I want to catch the D.
Leventhal virus.
So Bronwyn's like, did you guys see what Elizabeth posted on Instagram? I mean, she's saying they're lying about the numbers. And she said, well, they're not doing this with the AIDS epidemic. They didn't do this with AIDS, so what's the big deal? And wow. And we see the clip, and it's that, what she said. They're not doing that. They didn't do this with the AIDS epidemic, dot, dot, dot. Am I missing something, dot, dot? Is one more important than the other? Education. Why haven't they addressed the falsified numbers? Dot, dot, dot. Could be the free money and funding, dot, dot, dot. Think about it, dot, dot, dot.
What falsified numbers? Did she have like an inside track on what the real numbers were? What is she talking about?
I don't know, but wow, Elizabeth. And she is crazy. Beyond that, beyond the content of this idiotic things that she posted, just the dot dot dots, like
the dots.
No one looks smart posting dot 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 that many times, Elizabeth.
No, not at all. And she especially doesn't. So Emily's like, AIDS. She's like, I can prevent AIDS. I can just like won't have sex with random people. You know, that's what she's like. She's like, I don't go to the supermarket and run into a friend and then accidentally have sex with them and like contract AIDS. She's like, that's the reason why we don't have to go into quarantine.
And Bronwyn's like, you know what? I think it took that Instagram to make me realize I just don't like that girl. And Emily's like, so you had to look at her Instagram to see you didn't like her? And she's like, yeah, that. And she tells a different story to everyone all the time. And then we see 2 weeks earlier where Elizabeth is like, well, we haven't had sex. I mean, well, we had sex one time. Then he found out I was married. So no more sex. 5 minutes later. Oh, no. He knew before we had sex that I was married. I was very sure of that.
Yeah. Bronwyn is now at that point where she is she's now deeply unsatisfied with her marriage, so she's going to channel all that rage onto Elizabeth, and I'm really excited for it.
She tells us, I want real women who are open and honest. And Emily's like, well, are her and Jimmy sexually distancing?
So then we see Shannon. We go to Shannon in her car, and she's crying. She's like, I'm under a lot of stress, and not everyone is following my rules. The rules are that if you're staying at my house, you don't leave my house, okay? You don't make up excuses, and you don't do anything. You don't leave, okay? You don't see anyone else. And we find out that basically John's son came to stay with him, and Shannon gave him rules like, now that you're here, you cannot leave. There are zombies outside, okay? And their names are Kelly Dodd, and they like to sell water and blame me for making a tincture, okay? That's why you stay inside at all times.
Yeah, and she was getting this all on her cell phone camera. You know, she's like videotaping him. She's like, those are the rules, Joe. And he's like, okay. And then she tells us, when the rules aren't followed, well, Joe left the house. And when Joe left the house, John left the house too, and it makes me feel like I was second choice. I'm like, well, he is the kid's dad. I mean, then again, the kid's not 5 years old, you know, where he needs to stay there. But
yeah, so Shannon's like, I mean, there's almost a part of me that almost wants to get it and find out if it's going to hurt me or not, and then just be done with coronavirus. It's a constant stress. 30 to 40 negative thoughts. Oh God, they're all back. Oh God, here lies Shannon Bedora, killed by John's son, who did not follow the rules.
So she's sobbing, and of course it's Shannon. I mean, it's like, you know, there's like both sides, because it's also really a scary time, and I'm sure we all had those moments, but it's Shannon. So it's like, oh God, here she goes. So then, news. As the number balloons, more governors are issuing stay-at-home orders, and then we see Kelly landing in New York City.
Kelly's like on a plane without a mask. She's like, oh, I'm here. Nobody's here.
We're in LaGuardia right now. You know what? You can't be scared, all right? I wash my hands. I stay away from people, okay? I mean, it's inevitable. You're going to have to see people. So, you know what? I didn't touch anybody's dick because I'm getting enough. So my hands are clean.
I just don't understand this perspective. It's like, what about, like, getting sick do people not understand? Like, why is it that we've been trained since childhood that if we cough, we cover our mouths? We're not doing that because we like the muffled sound of a cough. We're doing it because we don't want to spread. Like, we cover our mouths, right? So the fact that she's like, whatever, I'm wash my hands, I'm fine. I'm like, why is like all logic about getting sick and everything we've always known about what we do when other people are sick around us, why has that all just gone out the window? And she's like, oh, I'm on a plane. I'm in a closed environment, no mask, it'll be fine. It's gonna be totally fine.
Yeah, I'm in a sealed metal tube. I'm sure everything's gonna be fine. Yeah. So then she's in Times Square and she's like, look at this, nobody's even here. Some guy called it Tomb Square. I mean, it's bizarre. And then we cut to her at a hot dog stand getting a hot dog. And Rick's like, babe, You're getting a hot dog.
Even Rick is concerned. He's like, yeah. He's like, really? You're getting a hot dog? Wait, hold on. Let me look at the camera and leer at it and gross everyone
ooh,
out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. And she's like, oh, well, he cooked it extra and he had gloves. I watched him. I love hot dogs.
She's like, am I uneasy? Am I cautious? Yes. Of course. Am I scared? No. Would I wear a mask like a stupid person? No, of course not. I want the virus.
So then we see them in his apartment working out, walking up the stairs and keeping in shape. And he's like, you know what we should do now? Yeah, I fuck the camera and then do some more push-ups. And she's like, oh, pop a boob. I can't do that. And then he goes, your boobs are fake? Damn it, I had no idea. She's like, yeah, no, you're going to get a fake dick too.
Yeah, she goes, I think she said, I think I might need a dick implant too.
Meaning you're going to put your dick inside. We're going to have sex.
So she's like, you know, it's really important that I'm with Rick because he's alone. He doesn't have anybody. I mean, Jolie has Michael and like people at school. And, you know, I told her if you get bored, just go to the mall and hug people. You know, I mean, she's fine.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now we go over to Emily. It's day 18, and her kids are doing homework on the table, and she says they're fortunate because everyone's healthy, and Shane's vacuuming. She's like, it's truly the end of the world when Shane Simpson is vacuuming. I've never seen this happen in 11 years of marriage and one new hip later. Never, not once.
And he's like, yeah, it's because you're always on your Instagram.
King of Snarkism!
So she's like, well, I thought with him being with him for 24 hours would ruin our relationship. And the producer asked her if Shane is getting more sex. And she goes, no, now he gets none because I'm more tired than I've ever been. I just get no breaks at all, ever.
And she's like, there's like a bunch of chips and Oreo crumbs over here. Emily, on your side of the bed. She's like, it's the kids. It was me. It's the kids. It was me.
And he goes, yeah, it might have been the kids because I know that you would never leave crumbs behind. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Wow, Shane. And then she's like, yeah, Shane and I are like, last year we were like fighting in front of the kids. And this year, like, we're really, really solid. Aside from the time I yelled the F word and ran out of the doors and ran away. I was like, well, that's kind of major.
That's just funny, though. I mean, I've fought with my dog, so I can only imagine what people in relationships are going through. Like, I've literally gotten mad at my dog a couple of times. Like, oh, really? Oh, you don't want to sit here? Oh, great. I guess you're just looking at me, and I don't know. What did I do? Like, I guess I've gotten, like, literally upset. Like, I
wear a mask.
So now it's day 19, and Bronwyn's asking Sean if he took his ADHD medicine, and he's like, I have it, but I don't know if I took it today. And she's like so mad at him.
Yeah, she just hates him. And then she's in her bed doing like a, you know, a Bronwyn cam, and she's like, I just, you know, like, I'm living in the real world and he's living in the fake world. The real world is where people are dying and everything's going to shit. And he's in the fake world where everything's just fine all the time. And she's like, I'm the only grown-up at this house. I cannot take it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but I feel sorry for Sean. I want to send a helicopter over there to just, like, drop a rope that Sean grabs onto and we can just pull him up and take him away. Get him
I feel
out
bad
of there.
For him also because Bronwyn's going through all these like emotions. I think are probably attached to the fact that she's like facing realities in her life, and it's probably like a good time where for her to be able to get out of the house and see friends and see a therapist and go to meetings. And she's just like stuck in that house. Like we even see him. He goes to close a window, and she's like, "Don't close that window. I'm trying to. I kept it open so I could hear the rain. Don't close that." He's like, "Jeez."
And she's mad that he's so positive, but do you know how much hard work it is to stay positive? It is hard work. I've read so many books. I don't do it. I'm terrible at it, but it's like hard work to stay positive. It's like, oh, fuck him and his positivity all the time.
Jeez. So then now we go to Gina and Shannon FaceTiming each other, and Shannon's like trying to figure out Zoom. She's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I don't understand this. What's there's, and I'm seeing Gina in my computer, but
how is she talking to me? What is this? Is this technology?
What? Well, hello, Liv Strong. She's like, no, wrong tab, Shannon. Oh, Shatina.
I thought Lance Armstrong was talking to me.
I was getting recipes.
She's just about to go in on Cheryl Crow.
And Gina has gotten a haircut, and she's like, it's legit mom hair now. And it is, but I think it's one of her better looks.
I'm assuming she did it herself. I'm not sure if she did or not, but she's struggling with her hair. So John is back in the house with Shannon, and Gina says, well, Shannon called the other night and she was a little bit sauced. She was hysterical about Juan, but now I guess they're back together. And Shannon's like, well, I was beyond devastated when I spoke to you, but everything's great. We had another dinner, and we had more rice cauliflower. The rules were re-implemented, and everyone took an oath, and everything is fine. We're all happy. We're so happy.
Yeah, he came back, and he was very emotional, so I forgave him.
And Gina's like, he's back already, but if he pulls any more shit like this, you better not let him back in, all right? Because you're the one who's immunocompromised. And Gina's like, she is putting her own health at risk for this relationship.
You know what? You're good at following rules, Shannon. She's like, I am a rule follower. That's very true. I'm very, very obedient.
So now it's day 22 and Gelson's has toilet paper. And so Shannon's like,
John, sweetie, you have to go to the store now. There's toilet paper. And if you can get my daily meat, that would be wonderful. Okay. Daily meat, not ground beef, but any other kind of meat would be wonderful. Thank you, John.
So Emily is on the phone with her mom, and she's like, look at this. Mom, I thought it was toilet paper. Now look at it. It's a gallon of water.
Yeah, she got like an industrial size, like Kimberly Clark paper towel roll. Like the kind that you like only want to apply to your body in a dire circumstance.
Yeah.
And then Gina, so Emily had a connection at Smart and Final and was able to hook up Gina with like a 24 pack of toilet paper that they had to hide under her bench, which was also funny.
I feel like that's such an Emily thing to have a hookup at Smart and Final, don't you?
Yes.
So Kelly calls Jolie and it's like, why do you have to be so difficult? Why don't you even talk to me when you're with your dad? And Jolie's like, God, Mom, I'm sorry, I was busy. Like, I just want to go out. This sucks.
Yeah, Jolie has cabin fever, and she's like, well, you know, I only plan to be here in New York. I mean, who would have thought that flying to New York in the middle of the coronavirus would lead to such a crazy outcome? Who would have thought? I mean, I got stuck here. I didn't know it was going to be the epicenter. It's only the largest, most condensed city in all of North America. I didn't know it would become an epicenter for a coronavirus.
Fucking idiot. It was already the epicenter of it when you went there. That's why Times Square was empty.
Yeah, it already was.
Oh, my God.
Why would you fly there?
She goes, it's not my choice. It wasn't my choice. So she's left her daughter alone, basically. I mean, she left him with Michael.
It's like,
but she chose her boyfriend over her daughter.
Yeah. And then she starts pandemic. And then she starts weighing in with like her knowledge of like, oh, it's not, you know, this is just like swine flu. It's just like SARS. It's like that. It's like swine flu and SARS. I'm like, yeah, and you know what?
Yeah, those were real walks in the park, those ones.
Those were great. And you know what? They locked that shit down too, by the way, which is why they kind of went away. So Jolie's like, yeah, people are just freaking out because it just went from nothing to like this. That's why they're freaking out. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly why we're freaking out, because we went from not having a virus in our world to having everywhere and people dying.
She says they're freaking out because it's so new. So it's like the new rage for everybody to freak out over.
It's like, yeah, I would be like, you know how like if you're in like your neighborhood and then a serial killer moves in, wouldn't you be like, hey, there's a new neighbor and he might kill me. We should do something about that.
He's new, Ben. Just freaking out because he's a new neighbor. So then Elizabeth is walking through.
By the way, Kelly also goes, well, yeah, I mean, it's been around since like December. As if like, oh, it's already been around for like 3 months. Like, why are people freaking out? It's like 3 months is like nothing for a virus. These viruses have been around for, you know, centuries.
Yeah. So Elizabeth is walking around the liquor section of the grocery store, And she's like, "I mean, look at this. There's plenty of liquor. I guess everybody's gonna just be stocked with liquor."
"Hey, Dr. Elizabeth here to speak to you. Listen, I'm not sure if this is a man-made virus or that Big Pharma can make a bunch of money, or if it's an actual virus that happens to come from a monkey. But having to stay at home is making me nuts." I'm like, it doesn't matter if it's Big Pharma or natural virus. It's still a virus, and it's spreading around. So put a mask on in the store, Elizabeth.
And she's wearing like a Chanel number one. It's like kind of like that, but it says number one. "No one cares what you shot."
I was wondering, what does that mean? "No one cares what you shot."
Is it golf? I was bringing it up because I thought you would know. You're the smart one.
No, I intentionally did not bring it up because I was like, I don't know what this means. And I was like, it just is like, listen, Real Housewives of Orange County and hats have a storied history of not working out well.
Like, yeah,
this cast does not do well with hats.
Like, especially now. Yeah. So Elizabeth's like, "Well, I just want to cry." She's on the phone. She's like, "I want to cry because my lawyers are postponing my divorce. And I'm writing all these checks and I'm not getting divorced. I just want to be free and live my life." Like, I get that you're going through things, but people are dying. People are dying. There are people that are dying, Kim. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, you have billions of dollars.
You live on the beach. You live on the beach. You just bought a Ferrari. You're living your life.
Yeah, cry less.
Yeah, you're doing a jigsaw puzzle, okay? You have no kids to teach.
For dogs.
No kids to worry about.
Doing jigsaws for dogs. That's how I'm going to help.
How am I supposed to finish that jigsaw if I don't have my settlement money? I won't be able to focus properly. Does the circle go in the little circle? Is this the cord? I don't understand anymore.
How many poor homeless dogs are going to die without knowing how this chapel looks at the end?
Have you ever seen a covered bridge in Vermont? Of course you haven't, because I haven't finished the jigsaw puzzle. We'll never get to see how it looks like.
Oh, so next we go to Bronwyn and Sean in the car, day 39. And Bronwyn is like, "Oh my God, no one is going out. When this is over, people are going to go balls to the wall, going out and partying." And he's like, "Oh, don't worry. We'll just like plan a trip for that. And then we'll come home when everyone's just like sick of drinking." And she's like, "Oh, you're laughing about it, Sean. That's great. Making light of my problem, Sean. That's just great." Like, oh my God, you are a fucking, you're making, I'm stressed.
I know. I think that Sean forgot his life at that moment. He was like, "I'm just gonna make a generic joke," and then he's like, "Oh, that's right, my wife is a recovering
God."
So she's really ragey, and then 3 hours later she's in her closet, and Bronwyn just keeps on giving us more and more darkness this season, and it's getting darker. She's like, "Well, I lost my temper again. Sean belittled me over a vacuum cleaner, and it wasn't working, and I couldn't get the charger to work, and you know, he still gets to go to the office. He gets to see people, but I don't. So I'm with this vacuum that has no charger, and he's making fun of me. So I smacked him. And I haven't done that since we were in Aspen." I was like, wow, your story is simultaneously like super dark, but also super entitled. Not entitled. Super like rich people. Like, I couldn't get the vacuum to work, and so I hit him like I did when we were in Aspen.
My God, it's hideous. And she's like, "Well, you know, I've hit Sean a couple of times in my life, but nothing like we were in Aspen, because I was lashing out. And looking back, it's a side of myself I've never seen." I'm like, wow, so now we can just roll like spousal abuse into this whole thing. Jesus Christ, woman.
And by the say, it's a side I haven't seen, meaning that like Aspen, normally we go to Vail, so it's just this Aspen side.
Yeah, you say I beat his ass in Vail, so totally different. So she's like, I'm just closing the door to my huge, gigantic walk-in closet with millions of dollars of clothes. And she's like, angrily putting everything. And she's like, you know, "I put a happy spin on my marriage for such a long time, but the truth is, there are big things happening here. And I truly thought everything was okay. I mean, I'm 89 days sober, you know, and I haven't wanted to drink. Not really. Not in 2 weeks. And it's all I wanted, and still it's all I want. And I'm glad we don't have it in the house. I'm glad." And she's just, like, freaking out, but also, like, in that process of just where you're going through your own problems over and over. But she's doing it against a, like, fucking velvet king-sized headboard, like...
I know, this
expensive-ass
like,
bed.
Kimpton Hotel.
Yes, and you see the fire from the fireplace that's right next to her bed, like... coming off of her face. And it's not that like rich people don't have problems, and it's not that rich people can't be alcoholics, and it's not that they can't feel things, but fucking A. I mean, this whole episode is like, check your privilege. Check your fucking privilege, please.
I mean, I actually genuinely feel badly for her because she is going through some serious, serious shit. Like, everything she's going through is like real and very, very, very serious. And it does sort of shine a spotlight on how, like, you know, people who are very wealthy can often be like surrounded by all the things in the world, but it does not solve their problems, especially money. But that being said, it is like, it's like you do have to kind of laugh because she's going through all this, like you said, like all these horrific things, like surrounded by extreme luxury. And just that juxtaposition is just kind of funny. I mean, that's why we've tuned into these shows since the beginning, right?
I mean, I guess. So yes. Emily is with Kelly and Elizabeth and Kelly. Elizabeth yes. and Kelly. So Elizabeth yeah. is like, well, we were told by the mayor we could do whatever we want as long as it's social distance party. And they have like a little party outside yeah. on her.
Listen, we've already been tested, so we're all negative. And by tested, I mean we solved the maze on the back of the Honey Nut Cheerios box. We did it. We're negative.
And then Shannon and John are taking a walk. And then Gina's in the Home Depot. She's like, oh my God, Home Depot is crowded. Everyone has the same idea. Like, you know what? Make a list and get it done. Which is so true. That was mm-hmm. that was one thing I did not expect when all this happened, was the Home Depot and the Lowe's parking lots just being full at all times.
And sourdough bread. Sourdough bread.
Yes. Bread and flowers.
Yeah. So Emily, Bronwyn, and Shannon, they all go over to Kelly's house. And they are... they're like going out to hang out in the backyard, and Shannon's like, well, it's been weeks and weeks and weeks of isolation, and I'd like to make some human contact that does not violate my rules. Well, maybe with the exception of Kelly Dodd. I mean, that girl's been all over the place spreading rumors about my tincture.
I need about 10 feet from Kelly Dodd, not just 6.
So she's like, so speaking of Gina, Shannon, what? Oh, yeah. So speaking of Gina, Gina said, you know, had a great time with you yesterday. And then all of a sudden she cancels and can't come over today because she saw Miss Kelly Dodd.
No, Tamara. She saw Tamara.
Oh, she saw Tamara. Thank you. I got so confused in that sentence. It was a struggle to get through that, no, guys.
Gina was supposed to come hang out with them all. But then she said, oh, I can't make it today. But then the reason why is because
she saw Tamara.
Tamara wrote on Gina's Instagram saying, like, great seeing you yesterday, batch. And now Shannon and Tamara are not friends anymore. And I'm trying to remember, are they not friends basically because Shannon did not quit the show like in like protests of Tamara being fired?
Probably, but
they
never
didn't really
said
get
that.
Into it. They she never didn't get really, into it.
Yeah, she didn't say that, but she just said that once they started doing interviews and stuff, that Tamara was being mean to her in all the interviews, and so Shannon was really pissed off. So she was like, "Why would I talk to somebody that's just, you know, dissing me?" Because right. they had some kind of an Instagram fight where Tamara put up something that was like, "The people that need that are just your friends when they need you." Blah, blah, blah. And Shannon was like, yeah. So it was something insinuating that Shannon had just been using Tamara to be on the show the whole time, which is hilarious because Tamara was always trying to get Shannon thrown in a loony bin when she was on the show. Yeah. So.
Shannon, let me tell you something. We always said, don't be friends with Tamara. And she went and she became friends with Tamara. Because remember her first season, she hated Tamara. She hated Tamara. People forget her first season, they had a huge fight and rivalry that started with Heather Dubrow, but then spread to Tamara. Like, Tamara was shady as fuck. But then Tamara Stockholm syndromed her. And then they became tres amigas.
Yes, and Bronwyn is still really close with Tamara, apparently, and is still, like, commenting. You know, they'll comment on each other's Instas and stuff. And our own Richie D, Caduce, you guys might know him as Caduce, wrote on her Instagram. He's like, stay away from Tamara. Like, what are you doing? He wrote something, and she's like, you don't know, because she has been there for me through everything. Yeah, she's there for you, because she wants to be back on the show.
I mean, let's never forget when Bronwyn yelled at our audience at the Crappies. It was like, Tamara's a great person. And everyone was like, boo.
Boo.
That was an iconic
moment.
Fuck
you.
Listen, I respect that she goes hard in the paint for her friends, but she just...
Just choose better ones. You know, choose better.
Yeah, do better.
So, yeah, so they're talking about that, and Shannon goes, yeah, and guess who gave me advice? Kelly Dodd! When Tamara says anything mean to you on social media, just ignore it and take the high road! Yeah, Kelly Dodd said that!
Has Kelly done that? I'm trying to remember.
No, that's why it's funny.
So then Shannon's like, I sacrificed other friendships to devote more time to Tamara. I could have been friends with Lydia. Or maybe I could have been friends with
that Peggy. Miss 30-year-old Peggy. Girl. I remember there was a girl named Miss 30-year-old. I should have really tried harder with her.
There's Alfredo. Alfredo, who comes at to the restaurant and serves us. I could be friends with him if it weren't for Tamara. All these people I could have been friends with.
And now I just don't know how to fill that void.
And Shannon's like, okay, something that came up in this talk is that you were with Elizabeth Vargas yesterday, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily's like, did you tell her that Bronwyn hates her now? And Bronwyn's like, I don't hate her. I just don't buy her bullshit. And those are two different things.
Yeah, she's like, she just annoys the shit out of me. So no one has really heard from Elizabeth, and Shannon's like, well, the last that I heard was that she was saying that I was belligerently screaming at Jimmy. Me! Could you imagine? I never scream at anyone, okay? I am never scream belligerently. I never do that! I never do that! You take that back right now! I never belligerent!
Belligerently screaming at her boyfriend, and Jimmy, that night, said, I have to go, because I have to get up early for work, which is why Jimmy... left. And then she said that he said I was belligerently screaming at her boyfriend.
Why would I scream at him if he has to go to work? Okay? I love work. I love work and I love rules and I follow them. Why would I yell at him? Why?
Well, if Elizabeth Vargas isn't telling the truth about this, are there other things that Elizabeth Vargas isn't telling the truth about?
Yeah. Hmm? And so then they start calling her, like, Emily calls Shannon the Regina George of Orange County. I guess she's saying that, like, Shannon's trying to, like, turn them all against Elizabeth or something. So, yeah, they're saying that she's, like, a puppet master or whatever.
And Kelly finally gets it right. Did you notice that? She goes, I think that Shannon Bedore is the puppet master, which means that everyone else are puppets.
Finally. So Bronwyn's like, you know, I just feel like, you know, like, everyone's being super honest with each other. And, you know, to have someone who's, like, lying about simple things is just, like, not cool. Like, why doesn't she just, like, lock herself into her walk-in closet and just confess her soul? I just don't get that about her.
And Kelly's like, you know what? I think that Elizabeth Vargas, like, she tells, like, half-truths because she's insecure. She's like a blowfish.
Yeah.
You know? Like, when a blowfish, like, when someone comes up to them, they're like, ooh!
You know, she's like blowfish that. Lie? You know, like how, like, remember in Finding Nemo when everyone was like, hey, that blowfish lies, but it means well. And that's like what she is.
Oh, God, Kelly. Good old Kelly standing up for you by calling you a blowfish.
I know. I was like, that's, I love that. I love the blowfish defense.
And so Shannon's like, well, there's something fishy about this girl, and someone needs to do some investigating.
Blowfishy.
And Bronwyn's like, well, I'm not drinking, so I have free time. And Kelly's like, you're like a Nancy Drew blowfish.
So now Emily's zooms with Bronwyn, and Emily is Elizabeth was on Instagram talking about how she was, like, all alone, like, I'm just here in the house all alone, I miss being around people. But then Bronwyn's like, yeah, but I follow her other friends and they were all at her house. They're all drinking Coronas.
Yeah. And she says, yeah, Shannon asked how long, like, I've known Elizabeth, and, you know, things aren't adding up, and she wants us all to do some research or something. And Bronwyn was like, oh, I did research. Okay. I looked up her house, and the last review is a couple that stayed there 3 weeks ago. She's like, are you saying that she doesn't have the money that she says she has? And she's like, no, she does not have that money. And she took out two loans on a house in Newport, and she defaulted on the Madison Club and got a loan from a private person. And this is all on record. And she's taking money out on her home, most likely for legal fees. But you know what? Admit it. Just say, I'm going through a hard time. She does not owe you that. ma'am. And actually, I'm getting mad at Bronwyn in this episode, but I'm liking getting mad. I'm like, oh, yeah, thank God, it's nice. Like, just do some Real Housewives shit, you know, and be horrible and investigate someone and try and ruin them for no reason.
Exactly. And by the way, Shannon got her to do it. Of course, Bronwyn fell for it because Shannon said, do the research. Like the typical conspiracy theorist, do the research. So Emily's like, I would be pissed if someone was digging up documents about me and spreading it around, but I also want to see them, so could you please share them? Thanks.
Yeah. So then Gina's kid is like, my pencil disappeared. And it's part of the Corona conspiracy. So then Emily's kids are doing homework. Cats are all over the table. And then Jacob is doing homeschooling on Zoom in full Barbie drag glam. Yeah.
And Bronwyn's like, I need the computer. He's like, Mom, I have school.
He's like, I have school, Mother. It's got like a full-on Barbie He's blonde like a, wig like and like a glitter dress. You go. That is amazing. I would love to have the opportunity to be that kid and do that.
So Bronwyn goes over to Shannon's house. And in the meantime, Elizabeth FaceTimes with Gina. And I like that Elizabeth totally has like her brand new like white blackout curtains from Amazon. I know that because I just got some, and that's like the exact same like color of white with the folds. I was like, those are the Nicetown blinds, aren't they? So she's made like a little set for herself for Zoom, and so I can put on a hat and look like I'm in an Estee Lauder commercial. Okay, let's Zoom now, shall we?
Yeah, they both talk with stupid hats. They're both wearing like stupid white girl hats, like white girl in the mall hats, like two fedoras. And so she's like, so how are the kids, Sina?
It's like, well, you know what? Like, I'm lucky because Matt does take the kids, you know? And like kids, parents who are together, they don't get breaks. So I anticipate a lot of divorces from this whole thing.
Yeah. And so she's like, well, speaking of divorce, mine went from craziness to let's settle this, okay? Because I realized I can finally move on. I don't have to win it. I just wish someone had told me I don't have to win, right? I wish someone had told me that. She's like, oh my God, I told you that. So anyway, I decided, you know what? I just want to settle. You know what? I don't need more stuff. You know, I already have a Ferrari and a beach house and another house. I'm turning into an animal shelter and I got a lot of clothing. And I got a hat that says number one, who cares what I shot? And I also got some jigsaw puzzles and like a whole wardrobe and a brand new Le Creuset line in my kitchen, so I don't really need much. So I just need
my health.
Happy.
I just ate a depression dog, so I'm feeling good. So then over at Shannon, she's like, oh my God, I had over 3 months and my house is more disorganized than ever. I cooked up a storm, I ate like a pig, and I have nothing to show for it except I let myself go. Okay, I was like Elsa from Frozen with my body. And Bronwyn's like, it's okay, it's fine. So then we cut back to Gina and Liz, and Gina's like, so have you talked to the other women? And she's like,
oh, well, I talked to Kelly. I thought it would be great to take a girl's trip. I was thinking Arrowhead, like the water.
Oh, like this water right here, some Lake Arrowhead. And so everyone's going to get COVID chest. It's going to be wonderful. So then we go back over to Shannon, and she's like, well, so Kelly called me and invited me to this trip. And I said, well, if it's Elizabeth's trip, why are you calling me, Kelly? Why are you? Okay, do the research on the invite, Kelly. Why is that?
Well, I got along with Elizabeth Vargas until Elizabeth Vargas told people, and I would name them all, but I don't have my list in front of me, but Elizabeth Vargas, I said, if you have a problem with me, then why are you inviting me? You know, she told people that I was screaming belligerently at her boyfriend. Belligerently at her boyfriend, screaming, me!
I would never do that.
And Bron was like, well, everything she told me is not real. I mean, I just want to get to know her. The more lies she tells, the more I just want to slap her Aspen style.
So Liz is like, well, I want to sit down with the girls. I believe that a foundation of friendship is honesty, and I couldn't get to know you guys because I couldn't be honest with you.
You know what? I think that's good because I think you've been sharing all these different like versions of stories, and it's gotten so hard to get to know you, and now people are going to get to accept you, okay?
So then Shannon's saying like, well, Kelly told me that Elizabeth settled her divorce, so I guess it's all settled. Settled! Sort of like how apparently David Bedore settled when he married me. Ha! Well,
And Bronwyn was like, good, we can talk about something else then. I was like, you are a monster right now, okay?
Yeah,
you have
you're
talked
one
about
to talk,
one...
Bronwyn.
Yeah, no shit. So Shannon's like, well, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Bronwyn says, yeah, we can, if this woman just said, look, I was just playing a role because I was hurting. And Shannon's like, well, okay, let's say she does say, you know, I was hiding things from you guys. How would that make you feel? And Bronwyn's like, well, I get it. I mean, I've lied about things. I did last year. You know, every time I lied up, every time I showed up, I was lying about something.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get to the bottom of what's going on with Elizabeth Vargas. She laughs off everything, and she can't answer a question with a straight answer. I mean, it's different every time. Like, who are you? Why can't she answer a question without laughing? I mean, like, ask me a question. Ask me a question. How are things with me and John? It's fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. We're so happy. Happy! What was I saying?
So Emily is like, well, have you talked to Bronwyn and... who is this? Elizabeth?
Well, so Elizabeth.
I write M and a Liz. So I get. Here we go with white girl names. Well, again. So, who is this? Gina talking to somebody.
Gina's talking to Elizabeth still. And she's like, well, you know what? Shannon called and said that I had to, like, hear what Bronwyn's been saying about Elizabeth, about you, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth's like, well, it's funny because a lot of women try to discredit me my whole entire life. Like, I'm used to women like Bronwyn and Shannon. And then we see a day earlier. Elizabeth was FaceTiming with Emily, and Emily's like, yeah, she pulled up your documents. Like, they're totally, like, Emily's stirring the pot a lot.
Good. Well, she should. This is something that you should be telling somebody else. Like, this lady is going on and investigating you and telling America, like, all of your dirty laundry, you know? And so Liz is like, well, you know, but when you start digging into me personally, that's where I get nervous because I've had a lot of dysfunction in my past, and I just don't want that to get out there. I was like, well, you just set it off. Congratulations. Because now it's assuredly going to get out there. So Gina then, says that she didn't go to meet the girls because she knew it was going to be a big shit-talking event for Elizabeth, against Elizabeth, and she didn't want to be a part of it. And she's like, so now that I didn't go to that, I'm like on the blacklist. Right.
Yeah. Hey, you're on a reality show. You got to go to shit-talking events. So now it's May 25th, and now George Floyd's death has happened, and we're seeing protests. We're seeing protests like across the country, and we're seeing them in Orange County. And we see all the cast members posting about George Floyd. Giselle, we see Gina doing an IG live with Giselle from Potomac. He goes, Giselle, Gina's friend, which always makes me laugh when they like downplay the fact that it's like a star on the network. So they're having a conversation on IG Live. We see Kelly post Black Lives Matter. And then, which of course, you know, we all know what happens with Kelly and her hat later on. And so, but ultimately we wind up on Bronwyn marching, and she is talking about how she was really changed by George Floyd's murder and everything, and saying how she's like, you know, there's no excuse that I tuned this out for 42 years and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What can I do? What can I do now?
Yeah. And then sad music, because it was a sad segment. And then beach. And one of the protests was like a surf protest where all the surfers just got in a circle, which is kind of cool. I hadn't seen that. And then it's back to fun housewife music. And everything's opening back up again. And so Bronwyn is out with Sherry at a restaurant. And she's like, everything's open again, but you can only have parties of two. And Sherry's like, no threesomes. Some good threesome jokes.
And then Elizabeth is like, I gotta get some Botox. You see this right here? This is divorce. This is what happens when you're divorced from Howard Hughes Burnt. That's what his name is. That's his full name. And I'm gonna get a divorce right now. I gotta get this wiped right off. No more wrinkle lines.
So Emily is wearing a lace mask. And she's like my lace mask, Shane? He's like, that's the sexiest lingerie you gonna wear. So then Kelly FaceTimes Shannon, and she's like, Shannon, what do you need, soup or something? And Shannon's like,
no, I'm in urgent care because my daughter had a cold.
And Shannon's freaking out, and this time it's for a good reason.
Yeah, this is like Shannon's most, like, probably since her divorce, her probably most merited freakout.
Yeah, yes.
Well, we both took the swab, which is not accurate. And she took, and Stella tested positive. And Kelly's like, oh! And Shannon's like, well, I was negative. But, you know, I had a slight fever. So I said, And I go, you know what? I took negative twice now, but I had a sore throat on Tuesday. So I said, do the test again. And he goes, I don't recommend that. And I said, do it again. And so Stella was crying hysterically because it hurt so bad. And so he did it on me again. And he went all the way deep. He went really, really deep. He went super deep, okay? Deeper than David has ever gone emotionally. And the mucus was streaming out. And he streamed out and he pulled it out. And it was negative again. I'm like, Shannon, why are you telling us this story about how it was negative the third time with the mucus? She's like, well, so now John's here and Adeline and Sophie and they're all getting tested. And I've been so careful. And I just don't understand. And maybe hers is a false positive. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's like a real reason to cry. And so then Shannon's telling us, nightmare. You know, I've told my girls they had to be safe and stay in the bubble. So what do? They sneak off to a party in the middle of the night, and they go in there and they hug everybody, and no one's wearing a mask. And then of course one of them got it, and she's like, oh, and then the doctor told me you were just in the car with her. Huge mistake. Huge.
Okay, Julia Roberts, doctor.
I know, God. Jeez, have a little sensitivity over that. And Kelly's like, well, how are you supposed to know?
I mean, how was her daughter supposed to get to the doctor? Shannon had to take her.
Yeah. But yeah, that's crazy. So it was a pretty interesting episode, seeing pretty much the first couple of months of Corona through that lens.
I mean, Shannon and her family are fine, but I was like, that's a very scary thing. And so we're not making light of the fact that she got it. I'm just making light of the fact that she told a very extensive story about having mucus coming out of her nose that really led to
And also it helps knowing that she's okay, right?
Like, yeah.
Luckily, we're watching this months after it happened, so we know everyone's okay.
And it's also funny that she's telling it to Kelly, who has been like so problematic with her COVID views over the past few months. So she's like, and it's amazing that Kelly sees that it's just amazing that Kelly sees her friend get it, and it doesn't seem to really have any impact on her outlook on masks or prevention or behavior. Well, saying that she has, but yeah.
Well, yeah, because she's in trouble, so she's saying that on Watch What Happens. But I thought it was interesting that it's like the phone rings and it's Shannon, and Kelly's like, "Do you need soup?" Because that's just like, what's wrong with Shannon right now?
You know? Yeah, she just knows she has to get Shannon soup or her daily meat.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Everyone, do stay safe. Coronavirus is serious and it's still with us, so stay safe. Take care of yourselves. We want everyone here. We want to get through this. And we'll see you on the very next episode. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a can, and Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.